I'm really encouraged and kind of excited about what's happening. Having been now in the field for about 30 years, you know, I was sometimes frustrated with the rate of progress. And I guess what I mean by progress is because the kind of human or the humanity portion of these cultural belongings, I felt deserved a really rightful place in their consideration and conservation. And so I do see this real effort and intention to at least try to inject the human element into conservation, that it isn't just about the materiality, you know, it is about the beast. Kind of represents a lot. An object can stand for a lot of things, but the beautiful thing is that all of that kind of context and all of that purpose should be considered by the conservator. And I feel like I can see progress being made in that direction, where it isn't just about the analysis and identifying the materials and the very tangible. There's been a lot of talk about the intangible and intangible for years. But what I would hope is in the future, the integration of the tangible and intangible really does result in more integrated and relational thinking around the object. And then that kind of integrated and relational thinking has an effect on the decisions that are made as to what happens to it.